You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
020-080 and select 8 if you need an interpreter. Visit health.gov.au or speak to your doctor to find out when you are eligible. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
A 3CR supporter.
Tune in to On Screen and find out more about what's on the big and the small screen each Saturday, 11am till 12 noon on 3CR. It's a program on film, on filmmakers and on film festivals. It's called On Screen, but it's on the radio, 3CR.
Goongroo Environment Centre is a grassroots community organisation campaigning for East Gippsland's precious forests. For over 15 years, we've been using direct action, citizen science. Goongroo Environment Centre is a grassroots community organisation campaigning for East Gippsland's precious forests. For over 15 years, we've been using direct action, citizen science, and community engagement to stop the continued logging of precious native forests and threatened species habitat. After this summer's terrible bushfires, there's an even greater urgency.
Global Intifada, bringing you current affairs through revolutionary and protest music from around the world.
Every Thursday afternoon from 5 till 6 on 3CR.
Because music is our bomb.
One more injustice to...
Welcome to Music for the Global Intifada, coming to you from the 3CR studio on the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to all First Nations people, in particular Wurundjeri elders, past and present. We acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded and defend all acts of resistance by First Nations people to the ongoing illegal occupation here and across so-called Australia. As into apathy, meet us on the front line, then off to the tent embassy.
This program aims to highlight diverse forms of resistance to systemic oppression, and it's a space in which we challenge fascism, racism, sexism, homo/transphobia, and other forms of prejudice indicative of dominant patriarchal and curiarchal systems. Subsequently, content of this program may contain confronting themes and explicit language. If this is likely to offend you, please tune out for the next hour whilst this program airs.
Welcome to Music for the Global Intifada. On today's show, we're going to be listening to music from Turkey, Palestine, Nepal and Bakur, or Northern Kurdistan. All the songs will be about specific events and people, and they all have significant anniversaries today or in the last, this week or next week. With the election coming, I thought about just doing a show of music, you know, critical of the two-party dictatorship, sham democracy that we live under. But there's a couple more weeks, so, you know, I'm sure someone will get a show like that together, because it will be a fun one. Let's start with the oldest of the anniversaries. It's the execution of three Turkish revolutionaries, Marxists, from the People's Liberation Army of Turkey on the 6th of May 1972. That's 50 years ago. I mean, they were, of course, Marxists. There was no anarchist movement in Turkey back then, not even a journal. But, the guys did some, you know, pretty worthy actions. I'm sure, you know, their hearts were definitely in the right place. Yeah, their names, Yusuf Aslan, Hussein Inan, and most famous of the three, Deniz Gezmesh. He has sort of, in the last 50 years, sort of become known as the Che Guevara of Turkey. Although, you know, he would not want to be caught wearing a T-shirt with his image on it. You know, unless you're into suicide by cop or something. I mean, you can get away with Che Guevara. That's how, you know, sort of fucked over he's been by capitalism. But, there is a quite well-known picture of Deniz Gezmesh. He'd look good on a T-shirt too, or, you know, a box of matches, or, you know, beer bottle, or any of the other things that, you know, Shay's been co-opted into advertising. But, yeah, not going to happen. They'd been arrested about a year earlier because they kidnapped four US Marines to protest Yankee imperialism and, Turkish membership of NATO and stuff. And, you know, it was probably pretty inept because, you know, they got caught really quickly, but, yeah. There was a massive campaign against their death sentences, to no avail. And since their execution, I mean, there's been dozens of songs written about them over the years, particularly about Deniz Gezmesh. And actually, I did consider doing a whole show of songs just about them, but I decided to go with just a couple and, you know, move on to other significant things. You know, sort of music will be a bit more diverse this way too. Anyhow, let's begin with a track by Sevinç Erataylı titled Ankara'dan Bir Haber Var, which translates as "There is news from Ankara." It's not her song originally, it's a cover version. But she does it really well. Vara
bir vara vara vara vara, yoldaş vara vara vara vara. Vara vara vara vara, deniz vara vara vara vara, mahir vara vara vara vara, yoldaş vara vara vara vara. Dizelerimden
Ekmek gibi kirli gömleğini koklarmış annem, koklasın türkümü sıcak bir ekmek gibi.
Sad track titled Shakisla. It's probably the most well-known of many songs written about the execution of Deniz Gezmesh. Its author was anonymous, like, not sure who wrote it. But it's certainly been recorded by quite a few people over the years, going back to the 70s. Zulfu Livanelli recorded it, and Tule German, she did it. I'm pretty sure she recorded it in the 70s, late 70s. Group Yoram done it for Hart Twins, has done a version. Because it's a very, very good song. And before that was Ahmed Kaya with Tutasur Dizelarem, which kind of means the verses are on fire, perhaps, or something like that. The verses are burning. It's a very sort of personal song. I get the impression that he knew Gizmish. I wonder. They're certainly both around at the same time. We started with Sevinç Ertalay track. All the songs, of course, written in memory of Deniz Gizmish, Yusuf Aslan and Hüseyin İnan, the three Turkish militants executed on May the 6th, 1972, 50 years back. And one more Turkish song before we move on to some music from Palestine. And this is a goodie. As I mentioned earlier, there was a huge campaign to have the death sentences commuted, but without success. And actually, I played a song a month or so back in memory of Mahir Çayan and 10 of his comrades who were slaughtered by the Turkish military after they too took some hostages in an attempt to pressure the state to stop the executions. I mean, that action and others, including a very determined legal campaign to have the death sentences overturned, were all unsuccessful. But 8 years after the executions, a new militant group named Devrimci Sol, meaning revolutionary left, managed to avenge the murders by assassinating Nihat Erim, the Turkish prime minister at the time of the executions. So I'm going to play a song about this asshole politician that basically says, I hope you get whacked. And I mean, not in those exact words, but it certainly wishes pain and misfortune to strike him for his role in the executions. And it's by one of Turkey's very, very good protest singers from old guy Mahsuni Şerif, who was himself imprisoned for recording this song and even faced charges that could have led to his own execution. Incidentally, Mahsuni Şerif also died 20 years ago this month in May 2002. And although it was from natural causes, I'm sure his numerous terms in prison for his songs and other writings, no doubt contributed to his poor health. So, let's have a listen to it's called Erim Erim Erisen or something. Sorry, I haven't got the translation in front of me. But the song's just really, I hate you, I hope your house falls down on you and stuff like that.
Ben aşık Mahsuni Şerif'im, kabul ederseniz. Selam benden kuvvetlere kalanlara. Selam benden, çoluğumdan, çocuğumdan, bütün sülalemden selam sizlere. Mahsuni sizindir, sizin kalacaktır.
köşkün sadaycın yıkılsın. Erim erim eriyesin. Umudun suya dökülsün. Erim erim eriyesin. Çölden çöle sürünesin. Erim
Jeffrey.
I'm Alphonse.
I'm Erwin.
And we are from the Voice of West Papua.
Tuesday 6:30 until 7:30 p.m.
News and music from West Papua.
عباب الدار تضويلك مثل مغرى إلك تجري.
وكتبت عالمجد اسمك فيك جروح ما قرت بأسرارك ولا بتبوح لا خصمك كم مرة الشمس مرت على سجنك وكتبت عالمجد اسمك فيك جروح ما قرت بأسرارك ولا بتبوح لا خصمك يا عين أمك إلك سهرت وما تدمع ضمت عالقلب رسمك دويت جروح بجروحك وبتساهر وطن قلبه يغني لك يا عين امك الك سهرت وما تدمع ضمت عالقلب رسمك دويت جروح بجروحك وبتساهر وطن قلبه يغني لك خلي الشوق خلي الشوق شجر عنك ما روح زريف الطول هالأسمر آه يا الغالي لو إنك توصل له سلام الشوق المعطر يسألني الشجر عنك ما روح زريف الطول هالأسمر آه يا الغالي لو إنك توصل له سلام الشوق المعطر يا الغايب أنا الأرض أتجذر لفرش لك أنا ظلي ليوم تعود وظلي أنا ديلك يا الغالب أنا منك تعلمت الوفا وبالأرض أتجذر لفرش لك أنا ظلي ليوم تعود وظلي أنا ديلك خلي الشوق خلي الشوق خلي الشوق معنا بحبك لزيتوني تناديلك خلي السجن ما يهجع وهز بصوت حرية مواويلك خلي القيد يضل يسمعنا بحبك لزيتوني تناديلك خلي السجن ما يهجع وهز بصوت حرية مواويلك راسك عالي ما يخضع وبيلامس نجوم الليل ويجمعها تطلق روحك الحرة تطوف بلاد مشتاقة تناديلك راسك عالي ما يخضع وبيلامس نجوم الليل ويجمعها تطلق روحك الحرة تطوف بلاد مشتاقة تناديلك خلي الشوق خلي الشوق
Yeah, the 15th of May is Nakba Day, of course, and so I thought I'd play a couple Palestinian songs. That was Baladna with a track in honour of Ahmed Sadat, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine leader, who was arrested 20 years ago at the height of the Second Intifada, not by Israel, but by the Palestinian Authority. His arrest wasn't a betrayal by the PA, it was a way of keeping him out of Israel's hands. He had, he'd been holed up in Yasser Arafat's, building office, and the Israelis were going to storm it. So the PA basically, charged him themselves, and put him in prison in Jericho. Where, I'm sure conditions weren't too bad. He spent 4 years there. But in 2006, the Israelis raided the prison and took him and several others to a prison of their own. The Israelis then sentenced him to 30 years and, until 2012, like for about 5 years, he was in solitary. I still think he's pretty lucky to be alive, right? He was, leader of the Popular Front when the group's armed wing successfully avenged the murder by Israel of Abu Ali Mustafa, the leader before Sadat. Anyhow, he's in prison, and he shouldn't be. We wish him well. I'm going to play a song now written for revolutionary Palestinian writer Ghassan Kanafani, also a leading PFLP member, who was murdered by Mossad 50 years ago in July, so 1972. track, I'm just trying to find where I wrote down the title. It's titled Ghassan Alamna Huba Al Khadi, which means Ghassan taught us to love the struggle or the cause. It's by Ghazi Mikdashi and the Furkat Al Kurz Al Shayabi band group. Furkat, I think, means group, right? So let's have a listen to this.
Yeah. online and in cinema. Melbourne Documentary Film Festival will be running online from the 1st to the 31st of July and at Cinema Nova from the 21st to the 31st of July. Canvassing the world's best docos from South by Southwest, Tribeca and Hot Docs, as well as the best Australian content. Check out the lineup and book today at mdff.org.au or cinemanova.com.au. The Melbourne Documentary Film Festival is a 3CR supporter.
Okay, next I want to play a song or two from Kurdistan. The first one is written in memory of Kurdish singer and PKK militant Gurbet Aydin, better known by all as Hozan Mizgin. We've certainly played her music on the show before. In fact, played a song by her just in March, I reckon. She moved to Europe as a teenager just before the coup of 1980 and was a founding member of Koma Bekwedan, the resistance band, and performed on several of their releases before returning to northern Kurdistan to join the guerrillas. Then on the 11th of May 1992, the house she and numerous other comrades were staying in was betrayed to the Turkish military. And needless to say, there were no prisoners taken. excuse me. So this track, written in her honour, is by Hozan Sahad, who was also a former member of the resistance group. And it's sad to say, in 1999, Hozan Sahad was also martyred when he and a group of musicians were ambushed by the army while making a video in the mountains of Beytush Ibab region in northern Kurdistan. Let's listen to this song. It's a great song.
Tevi hevadan dikir tikuşi كله جماعات الكلام الغيامة في تجاري وفي خبر الكلام الغيامة في تجاري وفي خبر
Yeah, I thought it kind of appropriate I play a song by Ozan Mizgin as well. That was her with Shoreshge, or Revolutionary. I'd like to play some more Kurdish stuff. And in fact, what I'll do is I'll do a whole show in the next month or two, because 1982 was really the beginning of the prison sort of struggle in a heightened way in Kurdistan. It began with Mazlum Doğan, who self-immolated as a protest against the worsening conditions in Diyarbakır prison. In March, he did that on Nehru's. But several other comrades also did similar self-sacrificing protests in the next couple months, and the first large-scale hunger strike also began in 1982. So yeah, I'll definitely do a show dedicated to that sometime soon. But I'm going to leave you now with a track from Nepal. It's to honour the several hundred rebel fighters, around 350, who were killed in the first week of May 2002 in the Rolpa district. This bloodbath occurred not long after the Nepalese military received a massive arms shipment from the US. Amongst the goodies in this aid package were a couple attack helicopters. Now, Rolpa is a pretty remote area. At the time, it didn't even have a road connecting it to the, outside world, or this area didn't anyhow. So the rebels' camp was completely taken by surprise when the choppers raided. It wasn't a battle, it was a massacre. This is Kepa. You've been listening to Music for the Global Intifada. And do stay tuned for Behind Closed Doors. It'll be up at 6, so don't touch that dial. Here's Sita Acharya with Shahid Aru Boli Rahiko, The Martyrs Talk and Smile.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.